Touring Colorado's Collections, Heroes Remember, by Lee Jeremias, published on November 11, 2016. In honor of Veterans Day, Touring Colorado's Collections is highlighting Mesa County Library's collection, The Veterans Remember Project, that recently went online. The Veterans Remember Project is part of the Mesa County Library's 970 West digital collection that visually captures the unique aspects of life in Western Colorado. The collection includes photographs, videos, and artwork. The library also offers the public access to the 970 West Studio, a multimedia production studio and artists-in-residence space. The public can reserve the studio space for their own use, and they can also take courses on studio-related topics. More information about the studio can be found at the Mesa County Library's website. The collection, The Veterans Remember Project, is an ongoing collecting initiative. This online video oral history collection, produced by the Mesa County Libraries, documents the stories of U.S. military veterans who live in Mesa County. Currently, the project includes World War II veterans' memories and experiences from 7 project participants, but this will grow as content is added. Each video oral history includes a transcript and biographical information about the participants. The participants recount their memories and experiences during World War II, including their training, duties, and involvement in significant battles such as the attack on Pearl Harbor and the Battle of the Bulge. Of particular note is Annabelle Moss's interview. Moss was a member of WASP, the Women Air Force Service Pilots, who employed women to fly military aircraft under the direction of the United States Army Air Forces during World War II. Each female pilot of WASP freed a male pilot for combat service and duties. In her interview, Moss recounts, "I learned from the WASPs, or being a WASP, that I could do anything I wanted to. All I had to do was want to do it, and I could do it. It was a very difficult program to go through, and I stayed with it the whole time, and I learned that I could do anything. So I just know that if you want something bad enough, you can do it." Thank you to all the brave women and men that have and continue to serve our country.